Bad Religion News from the front. It's KGRG-FM. And now it's time for the news.
Bruno McNasty with...
Hold on. We got to flip
this.
It's
time for the KGRG News. Bring you everything you need to know about what's going on in the South Sound and beyond. 89.9 KGRG.
Longest news intro known to man. All right, now.
Now? This is Bruno McNasty with the KGRG-FM News. The time is 4:32, and here are today's headlines. President Obama will speak to the U.S. Congress tonight in their yearly constitutionally mandated State of the Union address. In the speech, the president is expected to call for increasing the minimum wage for federal workers to $10.10 an hour.
Hey, that means a 10-cent an hour raise for me at work.
Good job.
Yay!
The president will have to walk a thin line between taking credit for the economic recovery of the last 5 years since the beginning of the Great Recession, while also pointing out the lack of economic opportunity for millions of poor and middle-class Americans. After the State of the Union address, there will be 4 rebuttal speeches on behalf of the right wing.
Really?
The official Republican rebuttal will be followed by the Tea Party Republican rebuttal, which will be followed by the Libertarian rebuttal, with yet another rebuttal to be delivered in Spanish on CNN and Telemundo Univision. These rebuttals will most likely claim that the president lacks the authority to make any such changes in federal policy and that his proposals do not match the priorities of the Republican Party. In other political news, the Arizona Republican Party has censured Senator John McCain, claiming that McCain's voting record is, quote, insufficiently conservative. The senator, who was his party's nominee for the office of president in 2008, has been accused of blending his support to issues, quote, associated with liberal Democrats.
Oh, no!
Such as immigration reform and funding of the federal health care law. In sadder news, yesterday brought the end to an extraordinary life. Pete Seeger was an anti-capitalist, anti-war, anti-racist, pro-immigrant, pro-labor environmentalist who openly defied the House Un-American Activities Committee in 1955. By refusing to defend himself using the Fifth Amendment, he instead claimed that he would refuse to answer questions pertaining to his social or political associations, philosophical or religious beliefs, as these ideas were protected under the First Amendment. Because of his refusal to name names, he was held in contempt of Congress and ordered to prison for a 10-year sentence. The sentencing was later thrown out on appeal, but Seeger and his musical group, The Weavers, were blacklisted, forbidden to perform on radio or television for a number of years. Seeger then took to the road traveling the world, trying to bring a message of peace and cooperation to people through his organizing and music. Seeger died at age 94.
I have so many comments regarding that and the political climate today,
yeah.
As you kind of mentioned earlier, but I just shouldn't.
Well, now's the time for it.
I'm just going to bite my tongue. Just
all right.
By the fact that I brought it up now, I think you know where I'm going.
In sports, the Green River men's and women's basketball teams play at sports powerhouse Clark College on Wednesday, with the women teams playing at 6 p.m. and the men's team playing at 8 p.m. On Saturday, these same two teams join up against South Puget Sound in home games, with the women playing at 3 p.m. and the men playing at 5 p.m. Also in sports news, the Super Bowl is this Sunday, with the local Seattle Seahawks playing erstwhile AFC West Conference mates, the Denver Broncos. The Seahawks haven't been part of the AFC since 2001 when they moved to the NFC West. However, there's a proud tradition of play between these two teams going back to the Seahawks' entry into the league in 1976.
Also, we're playing them next year, I just found out. The schedules have been released, and we're playing the Broncos again during the regular season.
Like a replay of the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
We'll see how the odds are on that one. Traffic is slow on southbound 167 near the Highway 18 interchange and a little slow coming out of Renton. Otherwise, good throughout the greater Auburn area. The rain forecast this afternoon and tonight with showers on Wednesday. The temperature is now 51 degrees, and that's the news. For KGRG-FM, I'm Bruno McNasty, and you're not. And remember, if you fight, you might lose. But if you refuse to fight, you've already lost.
I sure have.
We now return you to KGRG-FM, 89.9 megahertz on your dial. Today's rock.
833-5004.